Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday. You know, we're looking at a new and better covenant, a new covenant with better promises. There's so many better promises that God's offered to us, and we can take them for free, just receive. It's so exciting, and healing is what we're doing, healing school today, and healing is one of the promises of God. But you know, God did say, I will bless those that bless you, and I'll curse those that curse you, to the Israelites, to Abraham, but He means it for His children as well. If you're born again, God will take care of you. He will protect you. He will guard you. He'll keep you healthy. He'll heal you. He'll prosper you. God will take care of you and your loved ones when you turn to Him, when you love Him, when you trust Him, and you give Him honor and glory, and you have a personal relationship with Him. You know that the blessings of God will overtake you. So I want to continue where we left off yesterday and see where God's taking this.
God did say, He said that, I will bless those that bless you and I will curse those that curse you. All I can tell you is, stay on Israel's side. Pray for Israel. The Bible actually says in Psalm 122, it says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They will prosper that love you. May there be peace within your palaces and prosperity within your walls. Do you pray that prayer? You should pray daily. Pray for Jerusalem and Israel on a daily basis, and God will bless you. He said it. Listen, He said, you're going into captivity for 400 years. They went in. He said, I'm going to take care of them. He did it. He said, when you come out, you're going to have a lot of money and you're not going to be sick, none of you. It happened exactly like that. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And so what happened was, Abraham said, God needed someone to make a covenant with in order for him to make a covenant with the world. So He needed Abram at that time to sacrifice an animal or two animals, cut them in halves and put them in the figure of eight. And then God put, you saw as a son was sitting, Abram fell into a deep sleep and he fell asleep and a dread came over him. And there was like a fiery furnace that was marching around in this figure of eight around the sacrifice, around the offering that Abram made. Remember? And that was God starting the covenant with Abraham. Then He tells Abraham, I want you to have the foreskin of all of the people that are in my kingdom taken care of. So after 8 days, they all had their foreskins cut off. Sign of the covenant. And because Abraham made that covenant with God, He said, now I want you to take your only begotten son, Isaac, and I want you to send him up, go with him, Mount Moriah, go there and make a sacrifice of your son to me. Abraham did it. This was God now able, because Abraham did what God asked him to do, he was able now to send his son as a sacrifice. But before Abraham could sacrifice Isaac with the dagger, you know the story. He had the dagger, he was about to plunge it into Isaac's chest. On the altar as a sacrifice, just him and Isaac, God said, stop, stopped him. He looked up and there was the ram that Abraham had already prophesied that God would provide for himself an offering. The ram was caught in the thicket. They took the ram, they put him on the altar and offered him up. But Abraham's heart, you see, your motives and your heart is where God's looking. He's not listening to what you're saying all the time. Amen. What's in the heart will come out of your mouth, but we can also disguise that by pretending. You know, the Bible says his words were as smooth as butter, but they were drawn swords. His words were soft as oil, but war was in his heart. See, I can pretend to be Mr. Nice Guy, right? But God reads the heart. Yeah. He said, you people, you make yourself look good. You sound good, but inside you're full of dead man's bones. Amen. Brood of vipers. I never said that to anyone. So God stopped him from killing Isaac, sacrificing Isaac. And he found the ram and he put him on the altar, sacrificed and offered him to God. And God said, now I've seen your heart. He would have gone all the way with Isaac. There was no doubt about that. Because the Bible says that Abraham knew that God would raise him up if he had to.
That's right.
That's trust and faith in God. And so because of that, God said, now I can cut a covenant with my son. He had to have somebody that would do that and prepared to do it so he could do it with his son. You see, now you've got to remember, mankind sinned and brought the curse. The devil tricked him into doing it, but it was man who actually fell. And man fell, man had to fix up. So Jesus had to come as a man. And this was the way of God getting his son coming into the world as a man. He had to have a covenant. So Abram cut a covenant with God, and God was able now to cut a covenant with Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So we need to be very grateful to Israel. We better be very grateful to people like Abram, called the father of our faith. We had a child when he was 100 years of age. His wife was 90. The father of our faith. So he cut that covenant with God. And it's just absolutely amazing that we are now living in a covenant that has got better promises than what we're seeing in the old covenant. Now, there are many promises in the old covenant, but you saw one, yeah, I'll bless and they bless you, and I'll curse and they curse you. He says, you're going to leave and you're going to come loaded with goods. You're not going to be any feeble amongst you. If you serve me, I'll take sickness from the midst of you. I mean, non-stop old covenant, and the new covenant is founded on better promises. Wow, that's quite an amazing thing. Psalm 105, look at that. Psalm 105, verse 37. Remember, God said, I'm going to give you a nation. Amen. That will be spoken of. You know how many people, I think Israel is spoken of more than any other nation on the planet. I don't think that any other country is mentioned as many times as Israel. Maybe America. I'd say America is the second most spoken of. But definitely Israel.
Amen.
Amen. Psalm 105 verse 37. Watch here. God brought them forth also out of Egypt with silver and with gold. And there was not one feeble person among their tribes. In other words, there were no sick, no feeble, no limping. Even the animals, and we're talking, they say anything from 3 to 6 million people with livestock. Think about that. Not one feeble. They'd been in slavery for over 400 years.
Amen.
Over 400 years as slaves, working under appalling conditions. Whipped, bruised, beaten, malnourished. I mean, not getting food. Just can you imagine it? And he brought every one of them out there as slaves for 400 years, loaded with silver and gold. And not one sick. Only God can do that. And if God can do that in the old covenant, and the new covenant is found on better promises, how much more can he do for us today?
Amen.
Wow, that's amazing. And so that is like really a picture of the new birth. It's a picture of the new birth. When they came out of Egypt, they came out loaded with everything they needed for life. Life and prosperity and peace. Well, when you got born again, you came out of your old sinful life loaded with benefits. Loaded. That's why it says God has translated us from the power of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. Think about that. You came out of darkness and you went into the kingdom, and now you're loaded with benefits. What are the benefits? Healing, prosperity, salvation, health, joy, peace, wisdom, knowledge, family. Think about it. The old covenant had great promises, but the new covenant got greater promises. God has better and greater promises. Isn't that amazing? Amen. And so the way Israel looked when they came out of Egypt is a picture of the way you and I should look the minute we're born again. Not one sick, not one feeble, not one broke, not one miserable. Nothing. Freedom. That's it. That's how you and I look, because Egypt is a type and shadow of the world. Amen. And Moses is a type and shadow of Jesus. You know, Moses was a prophet. Moses got the law. Jesus is the prophet. And Jesus brought grace. Grace overruled the law. The Bible says where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. Thank God. We've got to get an understanding of this covenant that we belong to. My goodness. That's just absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. So we came out of the bondage of Satan into the beautiful power of our Christ and our Lord and our Savior. What a blessing. What a blessing. Colossians 1:13, I'll read it to you. He has rescued us completely from the tyrannical rule or authority of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom realm of His beloved Son. Colossians 1:13, I love that. That's out of the Passion. God, through Jesus, has rescued us completely from the tyrannical reign or rule or authority of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom realm of His beloved Son. Wow. But we also saw not only that, they came out loaded down with silver and gold and none feeble. This is a type and shadow of us coming out of the world, coming out of the devil's turf into God's turf. We should come out loaded with all the benefits. That's why the Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives my iniquities and heals all of my diseases. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 3. Amen?
Amen.
That's just a wonderful thing. Wonderful thing. And so, listen, Israel did not take, now watch here, think about yourself. Remember, this is a type and shadow of you coming out of the old covenant into the new covenant, of you coming out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, right? Amen. To the kingdom of His dear Son. So you've got to understand this. Israel didn't take silver and gold out of Egypt because they were wealthy. No, they were not wealthy. They were slaves for over 400 years, centuries. God was the source of Israel's sudden wealth.
Amen.
Sudden wealth. You got to remember this. Sudden healing and health. They didn't come out there healed and healthy because they lived the lifestyle where they were catered to. No, they were slaves. They didn't come out of there with any kind of finances because they were wealthy. No, they were slaves. They were broke. They were sickly. They were miserable. Why did God come out? He said, I've heard the cries of my people.
Right.
Remember that?
Amen.
I've heard the cries of my people. Go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. I've heard their cries. And how many of you, before you were born again, you're crying out to God. You're not even aware of it. I'm broke. I'm miserable. I'm sick. And when they came out of Egypt, they came out wealthy, healthy, and wise. When you came out of the kingdom of darkness, you came out healthy, wealthy, and wise. You just don't know it and you haven't appropriated it. It's the same thing. It's a type and shadow. So we've got to get to understand that God immediately, abundantly met their needs.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.